The young hipsters seem lacking in energy and spontaneous enjoyment of life. The mention of pot or junk will galvanize them like a shot of coke. They jump around and say, "Too much, crazy, man, let's pick up, let's get loaded." But after a shot, they slump into a chair like a resigned baby waiting for life to bring the bottle again. I found that their interests were very limited. Particularly, I noticed they seemed less interested in sex than my generation. Some of them expressed themselves as not getting any kick out of sex at all. I have frequently been misled to believe a young man was queer after observing his indifference to women, and found out subsequently he was not at all homosexual, but simply disinterested in the whole subject. Bill Gaines threw in the towel and moved to Mexico. I met him at the airport. He was loaded on H and goofballs. His pants were spotted with blood where he had been fixing on the plane with a safety pin. You make a hole with the pin and put the dropper over, not in, the hole, and the solution goes right in. With this method, you don't need a needle, but it takes an old-time junkie to make it work. You have to use exactly the right degree of pressure feeding in the solution. I tried it once, and the junk squirted out to the side, and I lost it all. But when Gaines made a hole in his flesh, the hole stayed open, waiting for junk. Bill was an old-timer. He knew everybody in the business. He had an excellent reputation, and he could score as long as anyone sold junk. I figured the situation must be desperate when Bill packed in and left the States. "Sure, I can score," he told me. "But if I stay in the States, I'll wind up doing about 10 years. I took a shot with him, and the "what happened to so-and-so" routine set in. "Old Bart died on the island. Louis the bellhop went wrong. Tony and Nick went wrong. Herman didn't make parole. The Gimp got 5 to 10. Marvin the waiter died from an overdose." I remembered the way Marvin used to pass out every time he took a shot. I could see him lying on the bed in some cheap hotel, the dropper full of blood hanging to his vein like a glass leech, his face turning blue around the lips. "What about Roy?" I asked.
"Didn't you hear about him? He went wrong and hanged himself in the Tombs."
It seemed the law had Roy on 3 counts, 2 larceny, 1 narcotics. They promised to drop all charges if Roy would set up Eddie Crump, an old-time pusher. Eddie only served people he knew well, and he knew Roy. The law double-crossed Roy after they got Eddie. They dropped the narcotics charge, but not the 2 larceny charges. So Roy was slated to follow Eddie up to Rikers Island, where Eddie was doing pen indefinite, which is maximum in city prison. 3 years, 5 months, and 6 days. Roy hanged himself in the Tombs, where he was awaiting transfer to Rikers. Roy had always taken an intolerant and puritanical view of pigeons.
"I don't see how a pigeon can live with himself," he said to me once.
I asked Bill about child addicts. He nodded and smiled, a sly, gloating smile.
"Yes, Lexington is full of young kids now."